is time now for the Saskatchewan Country Close-Up. My name is Matt Ryan, and joined on the phone right now, always great catching up and chatting with Mr. Brock Andrews. Brock, thanks for your time. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Every day is a good day when I get to speak to Matt Ryan.
I appreciate it, Brock. It's a busy time for you. I know with a family at home, you're doing some shows, and let us know how things have been. I know just this past weekend you were performing in North Battleford at a festival they had going on right there. So how's first of all, I guess how did this past weekend go for you? I hear that maybe weather didn't cooperate as according to plan, but how did the weekend go?
You're right, man. Yeah, no, it was a great event. I always try to pop up to North Battleford, if not every year, every second year. Actually, I'm a graduate of John Paul II up there,
yeah.
So I hold it close to my heart. It was a really fun event, and one of my good friends from back in high school was actually on the downtown board there. So she helped us kind of work together on it, and it was great. It was nice to see a kind of a family-friendly vibe. Like you said, I have a couple of little kiddos. So I tend to easily say yes to shows where they can come. So
sure.
It was an open stage in the middle of a park, so we definitely got a lot of rain, and there was nowhere on the forecast. Me and my wife often say that a weatherman's probably one of the easiest jobs, because if you get it wrong, nobody, you know, you're allowed to get it wrong, and
yeah.
That weatherman got it wrong for sure.
Oh my goodness! Well, it's good that the weekend still was fairly well, even though the weather didn't cooperate 100%. But I know, again, busy time for you. You have a brand new song out that just released here within the last couple of weeks or so. It's called "She Got It From Her Mama." Now, this I'm not gonna assume it, but I'm guessing this is a pretty special song for you. For just listening to this one, it sounds like it's all about your family. So I'm guessing it's one that hits deep with you. So tell us a little bit about your new one and kind of how that one came to be.
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, I've been really going after the music stuff for year seven now, since it kind of started with the SCMA Awards and all that stuff, and
yeah.
From my first album release. And I think in the first couple of years, you try to figure out who you are. You know, you kind of paint yourself in all different directions and try to have, you know, songs about this and songs about this, and you're just kind of maybe throwing darts in every direction, trying to give a big, well-rounded vibe of who you are. And over the last couple of years, I've really started to figure out, you know, from success at radio and success from songs that we play live, from impact and feedback from audience and fans and friends and family, it's really steered me in directions closer to this, where it's, you know, this one is a good up-tempo, feel-good, you know, song that you can drive to that has a good beat, but it speaks to you personally about a certain topic. So, and this one specifically, she got it from her mama. So it's relatable to somebody who has a daughter. It's relatable to somebody who is a daughter. It's relatable to somebody who might one day have a daughter. So, you know, you try to make it encompassing so that it relates to more people. I try to write songs for people who don't write songs, you know, so that they can pop on a song and feel a certain way through that song. So I've had a love affair with the song for a little while. And you know what, to be honest, it was probably supposed to be released about 3 or 4 months ago, but I just never felt like it was quite right or quite good enough. Mm-hmm. So it's lived up to my expectation of it. Just took a while to get there.
Oh, wow. I know every situation with writing music is different, and just curiosity in regards to this one. Did this one, when
yeah.
you were starting to write this one, I know you said you had this one kind of in the back pocket for a little bit, but when you were actually in the process of writing this one, how quickly did this one come together? Was it one of those things, because I know just kind of reading stories about how songs come to be, some 5 minutes and it comes together, and some take
totally.
Years. So how did
totally.
This one, how was the process writing this one? Did this come together fairly quickly? Or was it a longer process, the writing aspect more specifically?
Yeah, of course. You know, I think one of the major issues with writing songs is expectation.
Mm-hmm.
I think that if you don't have an expectation and you just sit down with a co-writer or by yourself and, you know, whatever comes to mind, let's pop it out and hammer it out and here's the song. But I had this concept in my head for what the song should be and what the title is, and I needed it to live up to that hype. You know, like we started working on it, me and my producer Jeff and my co-writer Jeff, in November, And it was like February or March where I told my wife about it, and I wouldn't let her hear the working tapes because it was like, it wasn't good enough. You know what I mean? Like, it needed to hit a certain bar and to,
for sure,
to bring out some emotion. I didn't need it to be like a slow, like, overwhelming emotional song. I wanted it to be a fun song, but I also wanted it to hit home with the listener and be like, yeah, that's relatable. That makes sense. That's great. So to be honest, I went out to BC to cut the vocals. We had most of the music work done in, actually some of Luke Combs' guys were recorded on the track.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, it's super cool. They were available during some of the break stuff with the pandemic. So we took advantage of it. But yeah, flew out to BC to do the vocals. And literally we finished writing the song that day because I was putting down the vocals to it in 20 minutes. So it was like, this line needs to be better. This one needs to hit home more. What are we trying to say here that really can tie this back together? So Jeff's an incredible guy, and we got the message through, you know, and I'm really happy of where it ended up. It just took a while.
Wow. Love hearing how the song process and how that all comes to be. Again, great tune. Again, joined right now by Brock Andrews. Brock, what's kind of the next little bit looking like for you? I know with a family at home, maybe it's difficult to get out and do a ton of touring and kind of live shows. But what's kind of the next little bit here looking like for you? And maybe into 2024 on the way. What's kind of next for you as we're continuing to promote the new one?
Yeah, absolutely. We already have the next single already locked and loaded. So it's going to be a busy, you know, next 6 months of new music and really hyping that up for a pretty busy summer next year. It'll be a busier summer next year for sure. Mm-hmm. I think everybody kind of gets to this point of the summer right now where you go, you know, I thought summer was going to be slow. It ended up being crazy busy.
Sure.
And now we're heading into fall and people almost kind of, it's almost a bit of a relief because you have less to do and you're, can get, you know, back at more things, but you know, with little kiddos too, it's now they have dance class and all school things and everything, so we're staying busy over here, but right now is a focus on new music, and we have some good shows lined up for November, and focus on where we're going to be for New Year's, and we're booking up lots of festival stuff for next summer, so I think everyone's going to see us next summer, so it'll be busy.
Awesome. Looking forward to that. So if people kind of want to follow along, whether it be new releases or show updates kind of with what you're at and what you're up to, what is the best way for people to follow along, whether it be social media platforms you post most to, maybe website? How can people keep in touch with what you're up to?
Yeah, absolutely. Everything is at Brock Andrews Music. So Facebook, Instagram are definitely our two primary ones that we update on. So that would be awesome. If anybody just search Brock Andrews or Brock Andrews Music on those guys and you'll find us at a show near you.
Perfect. Brock, it's always great chatting with you. I really appreciate your time with how busy your life is. We do appreciate it. And again, we love the sound of your new tune. So thank you so much for your time. I know we'll catch up again very soon. I appreciate it.
Now, you're a busy guy too, and I really appreciate all the time and the effort and the fan base up there. We certainly want to bring a show to you guys next year, so definitely appreciate all you do for us.